Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and we are off.
Let's go.
Congratulations, John Rahm.
Masters champion.
Got fitted for a green jacket.
Yes, he did, and earned it. He played great golf down the stretch and just went out and won the golf tournament.
He reminded me of a young Jason Bishop.
I don't see the resemblance, but I don't see that resemblance at all.
Well, to me, I saw it. You've never seen me on the golf course, that's why.
Yeah, okay, well, you might have saw it, but we've been saying for months on this show that you need to get your eyes checked.
So it's officially NBA playoff time, which means for Jason Bishop, it's time to start paying attention to the NBA.
Yeah, we'll see how that all plays out. The Hawks looking good right now.
Yeah, so we'll just go ahead and run through these seedings really quickly. So the Bucks, of course, are the number one seed, and then you've got the Hawks winning the seven seed. They will get the Celtics in the first round. Of course, a lot going on with the Hawks, not only winning the play-in tournament and getting the seven seed, but they're talking about blowing everything up and trading Trae Young and starting from scratch again.
They need to keep Trae Young and put some pieces around him that can get them into that range where they're just not in the play-in type and get a solid 3-6 seed. You know, that's what they need to do.
I agree. Build around him. Stop trading for Clint Capellas.
Yes.
And get him legitimate help.
The Hawks, they need him some help. He's a good player. They just need help.
Yeah. The number six seed will be the Brooklyn Nets, and they will get the number three seed, the Philadelphia 76ers. It seems like the 76ers every single year are the three seed, and they'll get to the Eastern Conference Finals and get bounced. Right?
It appears that way, but they look like they're on a collision course with the Celtics in the second round.
Assuming that the Celtics get past the Hawks.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and make that assumption.
I may go on record and make a bold prediction later in the show.
I'm sure you do. You always do. They don't come out right, and somehow you don't remember. I don't recall that. I don't recall. Really? I said that? I don't. Is it on tape anywhere? That's what you do.
The five seed, the New York Knicks, they'll be on the road against the four seed, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I'm picking the Knicks in that series. Madison Square Garden, you know, playoff basketball in the Garden. So it'll should be. Ooh. When the Knicks are good, NBA's better.
So, but let me just throw something out there, right? Like. Oh. That series in particular, Knicks and Cavs.
Going to be a good one.
Yeah, I mean, but do either one of those teams really have a shot of winning the Eastern Conference? Does it really matter who wins that series? Let's be honest, right?
I mean, you're looking at playing the Bucks. The winner of that series will play the Bucks in the semifinals, Eastern Conference semifinals. I don't see either one of those teams beating the Bucks in a seven-game series, but you got to play the games.
I guess. Over in the Western Conference, you've got the Nuggets with the one seed. The Lakers and LeBron get the seven seed by winning the play-in tournament, and now they're a dark horse to win the entire thing. They'll get the number two seeded Grizzlies in the first round.
Yeah, I don't know that they get past the Grizzlies, but if they do – They won't get past the Sacramento Kings, who are my sleeper team in the West.
The Kings are a 3 seed. They've got their hands full, though, in the first round, because they will be playing battle-tested Golden State. Been there, done that, won championships, got rings to prove it.
Yes, they do.
Tough first-round matchup.
If you can get past that, there's nothing that tells me they can't get past the Lakers or the Grizzlies.
I would agree with that. If they beat the Warriors... You know what? If they beat the Warriors, I might support them as a dark horse.
If they beat the Warriors, the Kings could come out of the West.
Nah, the team that's coming out of the West, write this down. The 5 seed Clippers, the 4 seed Phoenix Suns, the Suns will be your Western Conference representative in the NBA Finals.
Don't sleep on the Sacramento Kings, man. I'm telling you, they're a good basketball team.
I'm not discounting the fact that I believe they're a good basketball team. I'm just telling you the Suns are better.
I don't know about that.
Kevin Durant.
Well.
When healthy.
Is he healthy?
We shall see.
Is he healthy? That's what we don't know. Him and who?
Well, they've got the Booker kid.
Devin Booker.
Yeah. And then they've also got Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, the only point guard. They call him a great point guard, but he's never been to the NBA Finals.
He is a great point guard.
Yeah, he's all right. I mean, great category. He's a above average NBA point guard. Great point guard.
Chris Paul's probably the greatest point guard to ever have played in the NBA.
Really, man. Please don't do this to our listeners.
Tell me who's better.
Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, John Stockton, just to name a few. I mean, Oscar Robinson. Let's see, who else? I mean, there's a pile of point guards better than Chris Paul that's played the game.
Maybe we should move on.
Yeah, maybe we should move on.
Out of the Eastern Conference, well, I just told you I like the Suns out of the Western Conference. Out of the Eastern Conference, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to take the Bucks.
Oh, you're on a limb. Huh.
Yeah, going out on a limb and taking the Bucks.
The Bucks have been the best team in basketball pretty much the whole year. And
I'm going out on a limb and taking them.
I'm going to pick a sleeper team to get to the
You picking the Hawks?
No. I'm going to pick the Knicks to give the Bucks just a run for their money. Bucks get out of that semifinal series, but then they're going to be wounded going into the Eastern Conference Finals, where they will play the Philadelphia 76ers, and the Sixers get it done. We're going to have a Sixers-Sacramento Kings final.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. High school baseball season begins to wind down, and the Wayne County Yellow Jackets are in a battle to win Region 3-4A with Benedictine. The Yellow Jackets and Benedictine are essentially neck and neck for the region crown with only one more series to play. Wayne will close the season this coming week with a 3-game series against Southeast Bullock, while the Cadets will close with New Hampstead. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to listen to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch 24/7 on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Do the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota President's Award and Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock. I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177. I-95 Toyota, home of the Courtesy Oil Change for Life program.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Congrats, John Rahm, even if you do spell your first name wrong. Zion Williamson's official injury designation is fried chicken. Well, the NBA playoffs are here. Time to start paying attention to the association. Marcelo Ozuna, you need to either hit or Ozuna your butt out of Atlanta. The starting quarterback for the 2023 Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers. Of course the Hawks will trade Trae Young. When are they going to stop doing things like this and just commit to winning? Is there anything that you can think of that would be more combustible than OBJ in Baltimore with a QB that wants out? Get your popcorn ready. Write this down. I am picking the Phoenix Suns to win the NBA title. Well, it looks like the Commanders are finally going to be good again. Dan Snyder is selling. Matt Olson, the home runs are great, but the strikeouts, not so much. Trey Turner for Luka? The Atlanta Braves, aka the IL unit. Go ahead and take it to the bank. The Milwaukee Bucks will hoist the NBA championship trophy. Dang, man, John Wick 4. Not the way I saw that going. And these are my thoughts.
So you picked two teams to win the NBA championship during the weekend review. Why don't you pick four like you normally do?
Well, I'm trying to be more selective. And
Phoenix and Milwaukee.
Well, and I don't pick four teams to win an NBA championship.
You picked two just now.
I didn't pick two. No, I picked Milwaukee. I picked a winner.
You picked Milwaukee and you picked Phoenix in the same season.
See, you again. We've had this conversation many, many times. Mm. You don't hear what I say.
Mm. No, I don't think you hear what you say. I think that's a more accurate statement.
I think if you were to go back and listen to what I actually said in the weekend review, you would know who I actually picked.
Okay. Well, who was that?
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by I-95 Toyota in Brunswick, Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Parker's.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain.
Golly, it's called reading, man.
We have the biggest selection in town. I was about to cough, man. I'm battling a cold of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi, and also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Burr, lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents every day on every gallon. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
I will tell you that Matt Olson He leads the team in home runs, four home runs, leads the team in RBIs, 12 RBIs, right, through the first couple of weeks through the season. Dude's got 22 strikeouts and leads all of baseball in strikeouts.
I mean, he's feast or famine right now.
And the thing is you think about that, you look at his average, he's hitting around 300.
He's hitting about, I think, about 310, 315 or something like that.
Somewhere in there. So, you think about that. He's got 22 strikeouts, and he's still hitting around 300. What happens if he cuts the strikeouts in half?
I mean, there you go. Ronald Acuna's hitting the ball.
You know who's not hitting the ball? Marcelo Zuna.
Yeah, we're going to address him in the next segment. We're going to talk about him a little bit, but yeah, he's when you're not even batting 100.
086, I believe, is what he's hitting this weekend.
When you're not batting 100, it might be time to start shedding away $18 million off your payroll.
Well, he had a good spring. He doesn't help you defensively, so there's no reason to keep him around for that. He is in the last, I believe he's in the last year of that contract that he signed. So if he's not helping you defensively, and he's in the last year of the contract, and he's not going to hit.
Bye. See ya. Was a little hard on Ian Anderson on this show last week. Come to find out, he's going to have Tommy John surgery.
Has a UCL tear
in
his elbow. So, you know what, Ian? You should have pitched better.
We were a little hard on him on this show last week.
I don't think we were. You know what? You had a torn UCL and you were still getting knocked around. You know what? Go talk to Charlie Morton, who pitched in a World Series with a broken leg. He'd tell you, suck it up.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, no excuses, man. There are two types of people in this world.
He'll be gone for a year.
There are two types of people in this world, people that get things done and people that make excuses.
You think his career is over?
No, his career is not over. He's still a young guy.
Yeah, he's not old, 23, 24 years old.
In that range. He'll be back. He'll be back stronger than ever. He'll come back next year.
This may help him get over the hump on the mental side, too, having to sit out and think about things for a while.
Maybe so. You know, he'll be chomping at the bit to get back, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You would think.
That's a good point. You know, we'll see. Most of these guys that have this Tommy John surgery, it helps their velocity. It's not like Ian Anderson was throwing 89 miles an hour. You know, he was a guy that was consistently in the mid-90s, mid to upper 90s. So, if he picks up a mile or two on his – on his velo, great.
One thing I enjoyed seeing the Braves in the Cincinnati series this week was that they found a way to win three straight one-run ball games in that series.
You know what? It's funny that you say that because in Major League Baseball, what determines if you're a good team or a bad team, and this is one of the truest things that you will ever hear come out of my mouth. In Major League Baseball, what determines if you're a good team or a bad team is how you do in one-run games. Tell me I'm wrong.
That's true. Because there's, even bad teams, the Reds, Marlins, teams like that, it's a struggle to beat some of those guys.
Yeah.
From time to time.
These are major league players, all of them, on every single team. So and the difference between a Chipper Jones and
a strained oblique and what?
The difference between a Ronald Acuna and a Ryan Friel isn't a Grand Canyon big difference gap. Is there a difference? Oh, absolutely. Ronald Acuna is way better than Ryan Friel. But at the major league level, it's all about timing. It's all about mechanics. And it's all about preparation and those types of things. And the bad teams are going to play just as many one-run games as the good teams are.
Can you get that out? Can you get that hit when it matters?
Can you get that 27th out?
That's the one.
That's right. Can you get that 27th out with the tying run at the plate?
That's the one.
Friends, I'm Johnny Wynn alongside my partner Robert Solomon and our maintenance coordinator Alexa Zuniga. Don't let your AC system strike out this summer. Hit a home run and let our boys of summer maintain your system. A properly maintained AC system can operate as smoothly as a 6-4-3 double play. So call Alexa today at 912-638-5778 to schedule your preventative maintenance. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC guys.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
Guys, do you still have that engagement ring she gave back to you rattling around in a drawer? Bring it to Cunningham Jewelers buying event May 16th through May 18th. Find jewelry, sterling silver, coins, old watches, even firearms, and much more. Bring it all to Cunningham Jewelers buying event May 16th through May 18th. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by I-95 Toyota in Brunswick, Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Parker's.
Do the used cars blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota Presence Award and the Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock, I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177, I-95 Toyota, home of the Courtesy Oil Change for Life program.
All right, and so now this is the portion of the show where Kip gets to give you his butt hurt segment. And as I said, for those folks that missed the show last week, I did go and do some digging about, because Kip likes to brag about his segment as the highest rated segment on the show. And I'm going to be honest with you, his segment, the butt hurt segment, does very well in the quarterlies. And so, you know, he's not completely being dishonest with you, but it is not overall the highest rated segment of the show. That happened second segment of the show during high school football season.
Yeah. Okay.
And as a matter of fact, once this segment is in, and not to interject and rain on your parade or parade through your rain here, next segment I will give you my midseason preseason high school football top 10 power rankings.
Say that one more time. Your
my midseason preseason high school football top 10 power our rankings.
Mid-season, preseason rankings. Okay. Well, number five on the butthurt list this week, Jason, Auburn spring football concluded last Saturday with an absolute garbage of an A-Day game at Auburn, Alabama. Quarterbacks were 5 for 12 in the scrimmage. Hugh Freeze doesn't know who the quarterback's going to be coming up in the fall. I think he's thinking whoever doesn't win the Georgia job's going to hit the portal, and he's going to snap them up. That's what I believe with Auburn. Hugh's going to get it done at Auburn, but man, it's going to be tough in 2023. Auburn just did not look good in their spring game. They're number 5 on the butthurt list this week.
All right, yeah, and that's an interesting point about whoever doesn't win the Georgia job, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, if Beck doesn't win, if Vandergrift doesn't win, if Stockton doesn't win, you have to think one of those quarterbacks might hit the portal.
Well, let's be honest, it won't be Carson Beck.
And we'll see how it all plays out. Number 4 on the butthurt list this week, the 2-9 Detroit Tigers. Tigers are a bad baseball team.
Mm-hmm, they are.
Not very good. Prospects of playing much better doesn't look very good. Detroit is a good baseball town, too. Tiger fans deserve better. And I don't know when things are going to improve in the Motor City, Jason. 2-9 could be another 100-loss season in the Motor City this year.
Yeah, Alan Trammell turning over.
Alan Trammell, Lou Whitaker,
Kirk Gibson. I forgot about all those guys. Dan Gladden.
Yeah, he played for the Twins. Number 3 on the butthurt list this week.
He was in Detroit before he was in Minnesota. You
number
didn't know that, did you?
Number 3 on the butthurt list this week.
You're trying to talk baseball to a baseball guy. You're going to get out baseballed if you do that.
Number 3 on the butthurt list this week. 2 weeks into the season, the Boston Red Sox are already 7 games out of first. In the ALE.
It's because the Rays are so good.
7 games out, and you haven't even finished the second week of the season.
You haven't played 14 games yet, and you're 7 out.
7 games out. I mean, the Red Sox, everybody else in that division is over 500 right now, but the Red Sox are 7 games out in the AL East.
And they just went and spent all that money on Rafael Devers, and now you got to be wondering, maybe they should have just let him walk. If you're going to be this bad with him, why not be this bad without him and have that money to be able to retool?
They're going to finish in last place.
Yeah, they're going to finish. I told you this 2 shows ago that the Red Sox were not going to compete in that division, that they were going to finish last.
So they've tried to buy their way to prosperity, and it just has not worked in Boston. It has backfired on them here recently.
How many times, there are 2 teams that come to mind, how many times do you see these 2 teams spend money trying to win and then it backfires and they're terrible? The Boston Red Sox and the New York Mets. How many times do we see this act?
We see it quite a bit.
Okay.
Especially with the Mets.
Yes.
Boston has at least had some World Series rings recently to show for it.
True.
But the Mets, I mean, if you dropped a banana peel outside of the Mets dugout, somebody, a high-paid superstar on that team, would slip on it and blow out an ACL.
I got 2 words for you when it comes to describing the New York Mets. Bobby Bonilla.
I mean, we're coming up on Bobby Bonilla Day.
A couple of months away.
But the lifetime contract. Bobby Bonilla Day, where the Mets stroke a check for $1 million and some change for, I think, at least 10 more years, don't they?
I mean, he hadn't played in about 20.
I know.
So.
Deferred money, Bobby Bonilla said, well, I got a 401k plan from the New York Mets.
Got a 401k. It's called the New York Mets.
New York Mets, $1 million a year guaranteed. My stockbroker says there's nothing out there that can deal with that. And number 2 on the butthurt list this week, Brooks Koepka. Brooksy.
Oh, man.
You had it.
Man.
You had a 4-shot lead halfway through the Masters, and you played over par golf on the weekend. You know who was there, and I'm a Brooks Koepka fan. I love Brooksy.
You know who he didn't remind me of?
He didn't remind me of Brooks Koepka because he's a closer.
Or Jason Bishop.
Okay. Brooks, it was there for the taking, man. And you let John Rahm punk you out.
Let John Rahm. That's the key. I think that's pretty appropriate. Let John Rahm.
I mean, he played good golf, Rahm did on the weekend, but Brooks didn't help out matters much. The driver let him down, and that's when Brooks is probably going to be kicking himself for a while. Let it slip away. And number one on the butthurt list this week, Marcell Ozuna.
Oh, man, you went Marcell number one?
Yes. He's not hitting the ball. He's a liability in the field. Spring. He don't have the best PR.
No, his PR is pretty bad.
Yeah, right now, I mean, $18 million on the payroll. Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't it time to have some good, hard discussions internally in the Atlanta Braves organization? Do you just get rid of this guy and send him to somebody in the American League and try to get something for him?
So I'm gonna tell you some insight here. So as a baseball guy, right, like I see things with baseball players that most people don't see. And so here this last week, I've been paying a lot of attention to two players in particular, Ozuna and Rosario. I've watched every at-bat they've had, and what I have seen is Rosario is beginning to come out of whatever ailed him. He's beginning to have competitive at-bats. He's beginning to put the ball in play a little bit more, hitting the ball hard. So whatever has been holding him back, he's about to bust out. On the flip side, Ozuna's at-bats are completely uncompetitive.
I mean, he's just not even close to hitting.
No, he's spinning himself into the ground on strikeouts, and when he does make hard contact, he's hitting the ball right at infielders.
Rosario hit a game-winning home run against the Reds this week.
Yeah, he did. And I'm telling you, when it comes to baseball, the one person that you should listen to on this show is Jason Bishop. Frankly, when it comes to sports, the one person you should listen to this show is Jason Bishop.
What are you talking about during baseball season? Because they sure as heck don't need to listen to anything that pops out of your mouth in the fall.
No, just in general. Sports, okay. Sports as a whole.
No predictions, no game predictions. High school, college, pro football.
I haven't missed any of that in the last 3 or 4 years.
You miss every week. Baseball. Ozuna, I think he's done in Atlanta.
Well, it's still early, Kip. It's still early. I don't think that you pull the trigger. You got to give him a fair share of at-bats.
If Rosario's hitting, why does he need bats, at-bats?
Because Ozuna is a veteran, and because if Ozuna gets right, he makes your lineup a whole lot more dangerous with him in it.
He's hurt.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of Braves on the IL right now.
I know. Kyle Wright, first start, what do you think?
I want to see. I'm not really concerned about how he did. I'm more concerned about how he feels in the coming days and if his arm is going to be ready to make his next start.
Gotcha.
Spring is here, and we all know that means summer is on the way. It's time to make sure your AC unit isn't going to strike out under the Georgia heat. Call your friends at Air Adjusters for some spring cleaning for your AC system. Gotta have those ducts clean and ready, too. And Air Adjusters will happily service and clean your AC system to have you summer ready. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online. AirAdjusters.com.
2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Feeling lucky? Come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
Keep swinging and missing trying to find your favorite adult beverage around town? Well, step back in the batter's box and find it at M&B Liquors. If we don't have it, M&B Liquors will get it for you. The best selection in town. Having a party, M&B will get any type of keg you need. And be sure to tell them that Jason and Kip sent you and ask about my favorite drink. M&B Liquors off I-95, exit 29 on Candler Drive, 912-265-2567. M&B Liquors, your adult beverage home run hitter.
We normally do this in the second segment, but I got sidetracked. I didn't have my headphones on, and the producer was telling me to do it, but I was doing something else, not paying attention to the producer.
Got sidetracked.
Yeah, and so normally we do this in the second segment, but we missed it. So we're going to do it now in the fourth segment, and it's the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And let me actually even more qualify them. It's the Jason Bishop off-season, mid-season, preseason high school football top 10 power rankings.
Give the listeners the geographical parameters on this before you start.
Okay, so basically the way this works is you are eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 power rankings if you are somewhere near the I-75 highway and the I-16 highway, and then they're in between.
Okay.
So basically, so around I-16 or south, and around I-75 or east.
So east of 75, north to Macon, east to Savannah.
Well,
that's the corridor you're talking about.
East of Savannah is
east
the ocean.
East to Savannah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're in that area, you're eligible.
Okay.
And I've had some teams try and sneak in here that aren't eligible. Well, we you know, you'll get caught, so don't try it.
Yeah, or you got something that get left out because the guy who does this is a person, and so he doesn't know geography.
Well, there's also a formula to this okay. that is used to take the human element out of it.
Fitzgerald wasn't in that corridor for a long time. Then we found out that they were.
Yes, we did find out that they were.
You
so,
found out that they were.
Well, the formula found out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's go ahead and get started.
All right.
At number 10 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the offseason preseason, checking in are the Pirates of Brunswick High at number 10.
Oh, there's 10 teams in this part better than Brunswick. Okay.
At number 9, a 7A school that you expect to be there year in, year out, the Colquitt County Packers.
No. See, first of all, Colquitt County's west of I-75.
It's around I-75.
No. You've already screwed up the poll because you don't know geography. Okay.
At number 8, the Camden County Wildcats check in at number 8, region foe for Colquitt.
So you got Camden ranked ahead of Colquitt.
I do.
You beat the brakes off of them last year.
boy, didn't they? It was ugly.
Okay.
So Brunswick at 10, Colquitt at 9, and at 8, the Camden County Wildcats coming in at number 7 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for off-season preseason. The Frederica Academy Knights check in at number 7. No response.
Cool.
At number 6, Irwin County comes in at number 6. At number 5, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane take the 5 slot. At number 4, the Warner Robins Demons, who played for a state championship and came up just a little short for a, what was it, a 3-peat or a 4-peat?
They came up short. They got hammered by the Ware County Gators.
Well, they came up short.
Yeah, they came up a Grand Canyon short.
They still got there.
Yeah.
At number 3, the Swainsboro Tigers take the number 3 spot, who also played in a state championship game. At number 2, a team that not only played in a state championship game, but won a state championship game, the Benedictine Cadets clock in at number 2 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings off-season preseason.
Okay.
And your number 1 team, I don't think you got to take a wild guess at who this is, the Ware County Gators, after winning their first ever state championship, the Ware County Gators are Jason Bishop's number 1 team in the off-season preseason power rankings.
Where's Richmond Hill?
Well, apparently they're not in.
Where's Wayne County?
Wayne County, I mean, millimeters, according to the formula.
Where's
millimeters.
Where's Charlton County?
Not in. You got to earn your way. There are only 10 spots.
Where's MCA?
Not in. You got to earn your way in. There's only 10 spots. That covers every classification. Let's recap, shall we?
Your girlfriend in Bullock County broke up with you?
I didn't have a girlfriend in Bullock County.
Obviously, because there's not one in this poll. Statesboro, Southeast Bullock, Bullock Academy. They're usually a mainstay in any kind of poll that you do. So what happened?
Well, they typically
tell me during the break.
They typically there was no breakup. At number 10, Brunswick High. At number 9, Colquitt. At number 8, Camden. At number 7, Frederica. At number 6, Irwin. 5, Fitzgerald. 4, Warner Robins. 3, Swainsboro. 2, Benedictine. And the number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, off-season, preseason, the Ware County Gators.
No Metter Tigers, no ECI, no Glenn Academy.
Everybody can't be in, Kip. This is not the NBA playoffs.
I understand, but, you know, got Colquitt in here outside of the parameters. So they should be out. They're outside the geographical area, so you should put somebody in their spot.
I'll put a research team on it to see how far.
I'll put a research team. You heard that, listeners? I'll put a team on it, which he just admitted it was his poll. Thank you. My work's done today. We all know the legendary Max Barbecue in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork sandwiches, ribs, turkey clubs, and of course, those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. And coming soon, you can grab Max not only in the Sterling location, but also off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, right next to Grandy's. The legendary Max Barbecue, 912-275-8271, and give them a like on Facebook.
Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82, with everything a hardware store should have and more. The right stuff for all the seasons. Generators for storm season, mulch and fertilizer for growing season, lawnmowers, and power equipment to keep your lawn looking good year-round. Check out Southern Hardware on Facebook for the latest, greatest deal. Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82.
We got a little bit of all of it and a whole lot of some of it. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Southern Hardware, if they don't have it, you probably don't need it.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by I-95 Toyota in Brunswick, and by Parker's.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit SGHS.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All right, so the last segment of this show, we're actually going, we've been doing this for a while. We'll take a college football team and we'll preview their schedule. So this week we're going to do that with Texas A&M, the Aggies.
You know what I did this week on my story for the week? I turned in a story with my rankings of the SEC most intimidating stadiums.
Okay.
14-1. Well, you know Vandy's 14.
Huh.
So 13-1, kind of a mystery. You got to read the story.
You can probably find, well, that story, I know what you're talking about. I've seen that story. It has yet to get posted to the website as we speak, but check that story out, thesouthernsportsedition.com. That's a good story. Good read.
Texas A&M, Kyle Field, not so intimidating to me, but it's my thoughts.
Well, the Aggies are going to open at home on September 2nd against New Mexico.
That's a win.
You know, the Aggies only have four away games on this schedule.
They should have, they're set up to have a good season.
Yeah, four away games. That's it. That's all they have out of the 12 they play.
They're set up to have a good one.
One of their away games is they go on the road to Hard Rock Stadium to play the Miami Hurricanes.
And they're going to lose.
Boy, to me, that's a coin flip, right? I'm gonna take Texas A&M to win that game.
I'm gonna pick A&M to lose.
Tell me why.
Because they're on the road, and I think Miami's going to be much improved this year.
I just haven't seen enough out of Miami for me to say I'm comfortable picking them to win against a Texas A&M.
Who is a Texas A&M? What have they done to deserve all this respect?
I understand your point. They've done a good job recruiting, though.
Miami had a great recruiting class last year.
They will then be at home again September the 16th against Louisiana Monroe.
Win.
W. They will then be at home again against Auburn September the 23rd.
Win.
W. And then they go, well, this is actually a neutral site game at AT&T Stadium in Jerry's World. They will play the Arkansas Razorbacks on September the 30th, W.
I got that as a W as well. I got them at 4-1 right now.
I've got them at, you got them at 4-1. I got them at 5-0. And then they get the Crimson Tide October the 7th at Kyle Field.
Loss. 4-2.
This game, hold on now. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. Okay. This game will determine the course of the season for Texas A&M. And here's what I mean. If they beat Alabama, Texas A&M is going to contend for a national championship. If they lose to Alabama, they're probably going to end up 8-4, 7-5, 9-3, something like that. Mm. The Alabama game will dictate whether or not Texas A&M is a national championship contender or if they're a Gator Bowl contender.
I'm leaning towards the Gator Bowl. I've got them down as a loss here. 4-2.
I'm going with you. They lose to the Crimson Tide. 5-1. Then they go on the road October the 14th, the day after my birthday, by the way, to Knoxville to play the Tennessee Volunteers.
Where they will lose.
If they lose to Alabama, they'll lose that one, too. I'm taking them to lose Alabama. I'll take them to lose to Tennessee, too. 5-2.
I got them at 4-3.
All right. Then they get a bye, And then they're at home against South Carolina on October the 28th. A lot of folks are disrespecting South Carolina. I'm not one of them. I think Spencer Rattler is going to have a monster year. I think South Carolina is going to contend in the SEC East. And at home against South Carolina, even as good as Spencer Rattler, I believe he's going to be, I think Texas A&M loses that one too.
I think they're going to beat South Carolina.
Okay.
I mean, Texas A&M, that last year was the first time they ever lost to South Carolina in Columbia, and I don't think that'll happen again. So I think they'll beat Carolina.
So there's a pattern here, and I'll tell you my point of how I see things going. They win their first five games to open. Now, if I'm right, they would have lost three straight games. Isn't this pretty much what Texas A&M does every year?
I got them at 5-3 right now.
All right, I've got them at 5-3 too, with three straight losses. Then they go to Ole Miss, loss.
I got them beating Ole Miss. Nope. At Ole Miss. I don't know who Ole Miss's quarterback's going to be. I mean, there could be some quarterback controversy at Ole Miss this year. We'll have to see. But I like A&M against Ole Miss. Doesn't play great defense.
I've got Texas A&M starting at 5-0 and being in the national championship conversation to losing four in a row, now at 5-4. And then they'll be at home against Mississippi State. I think they get the ship back on the tracks there. W.
I got them at 7-3 with a W over State.
I've got them at 6-4. Abilene Christian at home, W.
W. I got them at 8-3.
And then they go to Death Valley to play LSU, where dreams go to die, and so will the Texas A&M Aggies.
I got them losing.
They lose to LSU. And so that would put them, by my count on my piece of paper, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 5.
Bobby Petrino's the offensive coordinator now. I think they'll be better on offense with Jimbo not calling the plays. I think they'll be improved on defense. You know, I got them at 8-4. But that Alabama game is going to be the key game on the schedule.
Oh, I agree. If they beat Alabama, they get to that LSU game undefeated. If they beat Alabama.
Going to Knoxville is going to be a little tough.
They'll get it. If they beat Alabama, they'll beat Tennessee too, and they'll have Alabama and Tennessee on their resume, and you'll find all sorts of Aggie fans that you didn't know existed.
That's probably true. You know, the Miami game's a toss-up to me. I got them as a loss, but they could easily win that one. But later, Bama, they should have beat Alabama last year in Tuscaloosa. They could win that one. I just don't see them winning in Knoxville. I think that's going to be a little too much for them.
Okay.
I got them 8-4. I mean, 7-5, worst case, 10-2, best case, with losses to Tennessee and LSU.
I've got them 7-5, realistic, worst case 6-6, and best case, I'll go 9-3.
So they could have if they win 9-10 games, 8-10 games, they'll probably be somewhere like Tampa on New Year's.
Better than the Gator Bowl.
Yeah, the old Outback Bowl, whatever it's called.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit. Or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. High school baseball season begins to wind down, and the Wayne County Yellow Jackets are in a battle to win Region 3-4A with Benedictine. The Yellow Jackets and Benedictine are essentially neck and neck for the region crown with only one more series to play. Wayne will close the season this coming week with a three-game series against Southeast Bullock, while the Cadets will close with New Hampstead. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to listen to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch 24/7 on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Do the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota President's Award and Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock. I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177. I-95 Toyota, home of the Courtesy Oil Change for Life program.